Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of On the Circuit, a show where we have conversations that spark innovation. On this week's episode, we are recording live at the Market Council Summit 2022 at a podcast booth sponsored by Halo Investing. I'm your host, Johnny Sanquist, CEO and founder of Three Crowns Marketing.
My guest right now is Brian McLaughlin, president of Advisor Technology.
I love Hail my fancy to the new title.
Hey, man, thank you for coming on and chatting with me for a bit.
Great beer, Johnny. I love it.
So we're going to get into just your personal development through this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like it was huge news when it was announced that you guys were joining as part of Orion.
Yep.
And your roles changed. You know, you founded Redtail, your CEO. Now you're president of Orion Tech.
Yeah.
How many people did you have at Redtail?
I had 130-ish people under my charge at Redtail.
So you had 130, and now what's
about nine something?
Yeah,
940. It's right, a little variable, but yeah, close to 1,000. It's about 65% of the business. Yeah,
it's been a huge,
big chunk,
a huge
lift and shift.
And like, people under you, right? So
it is. You know, and you've known me for a while. I mean, yeah, quite some time we've known each other, and you know that one of my core values is taking care of the people under my charge. You know, I really care about their success and their opportunities and focus on them. And of course, that's easier when you're 25 people, 100 people. To go up to 1,000, it becomes a different challenge.
Right.
But it's something I'm really taking on. You know, I'm being aggressive about it and trying to get out there in the weeds and introduce myself. You know, I just got back from our camp Christmas party, which is not my business line.
Yeah.
But I went out there, you know, to say hi to everybody. Here's what I do here, and I'm here to help you as well.
Yeah.
You know, even though you're Orion, you're not tech,
right?
We're all the same.
It's one Orion.
We're all one family
they
still.
We use one Orion.
Yeah. It's the same thing like we had at Redtail, similar concept. Mm-hmm. You know, we called ourselves Tailors. And, you know, Redtailors, right?
Yeah.
Tailors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we were just like, hey, you're the Tailors. And that's just more of a family term to say, hey, we're together. And you apply meaning to that, and the meanings vary over time.
Yeah.
A great example is one of the values we had at Redtail was that, you know, when you travel together, you're a team.
Mm-hmm.
You stick together.
Yeah.
You do stuff together. You wait at the airport and stuff like that.
Sure.
Yeah. And I don't think that's normal, actually. It's funny. I don't think like that attitude of culture is so normal in most businesses. And so we're bringing that into Orion. And as we're traveling, so like I'm traveling with my peer who runs the camp, Ryan Beach. We're traveling with him. And he's like, oh, yeah, I come in like 25 minutes after you. I'm like, cool, I'll meet you at the gate. I'll wait.
Yeah.
And it's so like, it's interesting. He's like, man, I feel like a Redtailer. It's a great story. I'm just like, if he listens to this, I'm probably embarrassing him. But it's just a great story because I'm like, you know what? That's exactly what it's supposed to be, though. You know,
yeah.
We're all in this together. We've agreed to do this together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be a team and take care of each other and have a fun time doing this.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I've always known you as someone who you're very people focused.
Yeah.
You put others in front of yourself. And that kind of exploded throughout the whole Redtail culture as you grew the company. And so now that you're heading up things at Orion Tech, like what are the ways that you're intentionally going through to build all those new relationships?
Yeah.
And you know, obviously it's a lot more people, so you can't really have the same level of personal connection with each person, right?
Of course.
But
yeah.
But how do you manage so many more relationships and be available to more people who need access to you?
Yeah. So there's a couple strategies I've been employing with learnings and help from people over the years. For one, when I took over OAT, we call it OAT, Orion Advisor Tech.
Yeah.
I took that over. And I'm now in charge of Redtail business line plus that. And we're doing a merger at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially. The acquisition is done, but I'm merging teams. I went to like 13 direct reports.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm transparent and honest with my team. I just told them straight up. I said, I am not going to be of service to you with this many of you directly to me. I cannot have deep relationships with 13 of you and serve you. So we're going to reorganize this a little bit. We did. I'm down to like six or seven now. And that helps a lot. That's just the top line. So I can now hyper-focus on them and distill my values and my philosophies through them downstream, right? What I really like to do is look at that middle level and kind of that sweet spot of like, here's the masses, maybe 100 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is, your word was intentional. I think that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's intentional thought and focus to go out of my way to participate with them or to make experiences for them mm-hmm. that can bring them in so we can learn who they are.
Yeah.
That's, you know, when I tell the story about going out to the Tampa Christmas party and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know, I sat at a table with people, I have no clue what they do. I'm just like, yeah. Hi, I'm Ryan. What do you do? And they're like, what do you do? I'm like, well, I'm like the president of the technology side, but whatever. It doesn't really matter. What do you do for us? And I would hear their stories and bond and stuff. And it's that intentionality of spending the time to go build a relationship. Mm-hmm. And it just has to be a touch point. And I have to have the strongest relationships, of course, every business should, with your top leaders, you know, and teach them the values and core philosophies I have, and then check in with everybody below. So mm-hmm. one of the things also I employed was when I joined Orion, I immediately changed my status message on Teams and Slack and said, mm-hmm. if you ever want to talk to me, my executive assistant is Miranda. Mm-hmm. Ping her. She'll schedule a one-on-one anytime you want. Okay. And I always just reinforce that. I'll tell people, you'll hear me. You've heard me probably say this. I'm like, if you text me and I don't respond right away, yeah, you know I'm busy.
Yeah.
Text me again. You're not bugging me. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to talk to you. I'm just trying to get time.
Right.
So just keep doing that and we will sit down and have the quality time. Mm-hmm. Text me, call me 24/7. I'm available to you. And I just keep pushing that message out over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And people start seeing it, like, oh my God, yeah, he did respond on Sunday morning. I'm like, yeah. Of course I did. I'm just walking around maybe doing something. So why not talk about work?
Yeah.
You know, I'm here for their success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I, yeah. In a nutshell, that's how I do it.
Yeah.
So a lot of phone calls, lot of random FaceTimes. That's what I did during the pandemic, mm-hmm. which was really, mm-hmm. I think, useful, was I would check in with employees just by randomly calling them or messaging them, saying hi.
I bet. Did they love that?
Scared the hell out of them.
Like, I love this FaceTime from
scared
Brian
them so bad.
4 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah. No, I would never do that. I would be like 11 o'clock on a Wednesday or something, and I would just like randomly hit FaceTime on the cell phone number. I mean, somebody usually I knew.
Yeah.
And they knew who I was. And they'd answer, and like, what's going on? I'm like, I'm just calling to say hi.
Just checking
They're
in.
Like, no yeah. way. But man, they're like deer in headlights when I first call.
I bet. Yeah. 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 So what year did you found Redtail?
Redtail was a company that was founded in 2003 and mm-hmm. I started coding it in 99.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, from 99 to 2022, I mean, that's like 23 years.
Yes.
And so I'm sure that, like, in that amount, that long amount of time, 2 decades of running that business, probably felt like you got to a point where you had a pretty solid sense of yourself and your management style and just, you know, who you were and everything. But I'm guessing you've learned some new things about yourself through this transition.
Yeah.
And kind of you've had to personally grow as well through it, right?
Yeah, so let me give you a little background on that. Mean, I was really lucky, I think, in timing on some stuff. Mm-hmm. Accidental timing, right?
Yeah.
So when the pandemic started, we had just begun to investigate how we were going to develop our leadership team, and myself mm-hmm. included. Mm-hmm. So we actually worked with getting executive coaching in for my direct reports and myself. We were going to go through training for a couple of years to learn how to work better together, provide things like critical feedback, mm-hmm. Strategizing, what's important to people, values, all those type of cool stuff. I'm lucky that I had that going into this. Now, because back then, I didn't know I was selling the company in 2020.
Sure.
2021, I didn't know I was selling the company. 2022 in January is when I knew I was ready to talk.
Okay.
So it was, I had that ramp up time, so that was kind of cool. What is awesome is I went through the training, and I would recommend any CEO do it, because it's, you need to invest in your leaders, but that also means you invest in yourself.
Yeah.
So you got to go through it with them. Mm-hmm. It pivoted me in how I operate in a totally different light. Mm-hmm. So I think I did like 15 years, 16 years of one style and realized there's a whole easier, better way to do this that's more powerful and more impactful to everybody. And I didn't know that. I never spent the time to go teach myself.
Sure.
And that was a big change. Now, of course, coming to big org, I'm able to bring some of that with me, which is mm-hmm. cool. Some of that skills I've been learning and test the waters on that. I think the biggest skill, though, was actually some advice I got some friends who said, when you start this, be very clear that you're going to be observing. Mm-hmm. You sit back and watch, mm-hmm. listen, participate, but don't have a voice just yet.
Sure.
Like, you know, that's understand advice, the waters, navigate everything, see what the stories are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go talk to people that you've never talked to before and ask them what they do and what they like, mm-hmm. how they like their jobs. You know, just gather data and which works great for a nerd like me because I'm so analytical.
Yeah,
I like to lead with data. So I did a lot of that, just learning the stories, see the pictures. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm just wrapping that up. I told Eric, I said, I'm going to do that till January. I said, and Q1, I'll start for real. I'm making changes. We're doing stuff. But I'm doing all that preparatory work, right? Yeah. And I think that's one thing we didn't get to in the panel yesterday on succession stuff is the preparatory work you should do when you come in after a merger. Mm-hmm. It's not a come in, everybody hates change, of course, both sides. Like I would tell the Red Tail team, I know you guys are scared of change. Mm-hmm. Don't forget your counterparts over at Orion are scared of this too.
Yeah.
It's both sides.
Sure.
And we just need to communicate. We'll be transparent and do the best we can. And if you have any questions, come ask.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been doing. So sit back, watch, learn, take your notes, kind of get the whole picture because you're coming into a business. I came into a business that has been running for 22 years as well.
Mm-hmm.
They've obviously done something pretty right. They got this far, bought Red Tail. So,
they've done well, yeah.
They've done okay. and so that's kind of what I came in as. And I think also, I mean, just rambling on here for your podcast listeners, I've told my team this, is that when I sold Red Tail and I sat on the panel, I took preparatory time to get emotionally prepared for this transition, get ready mentally and physically and everything, get everything lined up as best you can for what you knew was going to be chaos. Because change is chaos at this level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it goes fast. It does. It sucks up all your time doing an M&A. And there's a great turnout at the end. So what we would do, though, is we would look back and say, here we are now, 1,500 people and staff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to act small and have a small culture.
Like
big responsibilities and requires a lot of people to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be like maybe an interesting navigating time of things that we have to navigate the waters on and say, like, how do we make that culture? One of the things Eric asked me about was, can you bring the Red Tail culture in? Which, of course, I said, are you really sure?
Yeah.
Like, have you seen what we do online? Have you been to some of our parties?
I have seen your, you guys had the slides in the offices.
We have the slides
in
the offices.
I love that. Yeah, the cool.
Just tons of fun.
Yeah, it's just fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, I sit next to the kitchen in our office out in the middle of everything because it's the crossroads of the company. I can see everybody and talk to people and engage.
Yeah.
As I don't have an office. Mm-hmm. Never have it. I haven't had an office in years. It's bringing that fun, that culture back into this, and enjoy it. And I think even on the back of my iPad here, I have it engraved, work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
That's my motto.
That's Red Tail.
Where I stick. That's Red Tail. That's Brian. Work hard, play hard.
So you and Eric, you've been friends forever. Red Tail, Orion,
20 years,
always like great integration partners. What's it been like to move from, those integration business partners to being actually in the business together and working together? How's your guys's dynamic grown? How's your relationship grown through this?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's so probably 15 years we've known each other.
Yeah.
Probably the last 10 we've been much closer. Obviously Red Tail's participated in the Fuse events. We've did cross parties with them over the years. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've always been pretty at the hip with Orion in a lot of places over the years, and good partnerships and good friendships built out. What's changed? I said this on the other day is what's interesting is that when we were done with the acquisition, I go out to Omaha and Eric and I go sit down and have breakfast. And I go, Eric, we never talked about how we're going to work together.
Oh, yeah.
We're all done. 6 months later or 4 months later or whatever it was. And we don't know how are we going to talk?
Yeah.
It was like
you're just kind of relying on that friendship to guide you.
Yeah, just like you were so natural, you just text and stuff like that. But now here we are on the business side of things. Like, okay, guys, we got to work 24/7.
Yeah.
So how do we do this and how do we communicate well? And we just agree, just fundamentally, keep it simple and communicate. But we also have the common core values, and that's part of the reason why I went over to Orion was we are aligned very well in how we believe to work, how we should work. Transparency, open communication, and just be honest with each other. I remember telling him, like, just don't bullshit me. Just tell me straight up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a grown boy. I can deal with this. It's not my first rodeo.
Yeah.
So
that's gotta be
just give it to me straight up and then we'll work through it.
Sure.
If you kind of dance around something or I dance around something, we're just doing a disservice to both of us and we both fail. So we both agreed that was a good path. And what's happened over the last few months is that we've get closer and closer together by going through different experiences.
Yeah.
Right. That's how people bond generally in relationships, is through experiences.
Yeah.
For example, Matt Ackerman and I, and a few of us getting stuck in an elevator in Chicago one time. Bonds you for life after that, right?
Yeah. You'll never forget that.
Exactly. So Eric and I went to an Oregon Utah game, football game. I took him to, you know, my school over there, to Eugene.
Yeah.
He had never been. And we did 40 hours together, just him and I, just doing that type of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk a little shop here, talk a little life here, enjoy some football. You know, just a good time. And that builds that trust and partnership, gets stronger and stronger. And he's willing to do it. I'm willing to do it. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It actually is easy. That's what's funny about this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if you've got that foundation of transparency, mutual respect, you guys clearly have that. You can build great things on top of that.
Yes.
You know? Okay, let's end this with getting into the technical side of things. So
you know I love nerdy stuff.
Lay out the vision for me of how Redtail CRM and the Orion Wealth platform, how they're going to come together as those two products really become integrated with each other into a whole new level now. So how are they going to meld and, you know, kind of, are they going to become one? Redtail's going to?
No, they're not going to become one. Okay. There's no roadmap I've worked on that has that happening. I mean, it could change, of course. Yeah. We're doing a couple of evaluation things on brands and all this type of stuff, looking at the whole picture. Like, I think that's what's smart about what we're doing here is we're trying to gather all the data from it, all different sources to kind of make the best possible decisions for the future. In the short term, though, we're integrating all the technology side behind the scenes. So, for example, here's a couple of roadmap items for you. We have our document management platform from Imaging for Redtail Imaging. Orion doesn't have anything. So we are unifying the document management experience between all the products. So if a financial plan is created, it gets stashed in the client folder and document storage automatically, and the CRM can see it. At the CRM, if you upload something through Advisor Portal, which is an Orion product, the CRM and Redtail can see it. You know, and now we can use the data multiple places, better organized, and give a better experience to advisors. So there's one example. Orion also had a older project that was really cool, but never really got any traction, called Deliver. And this is a text alerting. You probably remember this.
I do. That was back in the day when I was on the Orion marketing team.
Yes.
So I wrote all that copy and all everything for when that launched. Yeah.
But it never got much traction. It was actually a really cool tech.
It's a very cool feature.
Right?
Yeah.
And so what we had in a good pair was Redtail Speak, which does the text messaging.
Yes.
And I actually had a client at a Schwab conference come up and say, you know, I use both of those, Deliver and Speak. And Speak is obviously the better, it's multi-purpose for us.
Yeah.
Could you just add the checkboxes on top and say, send account alerts to this client? I'm like, isn't that the Deliver product? She's like, yep. I'm like, yeah, duh.
Yeah, that's great.
So whoever you are, miss, thank you so much. I wish I knew your name.
That's why you listen to your users, right?
That's why we go to events and listen. No, but it made obvious sense. So some of these are the synergies, right? We're using some Redtail products in Orion that are more like back office management tools, because we did our own subscription management. We did that type of stuff. Well, we can leverage that in Orion with all these products.
Yeah.
One of the biggest challenges I have is that I was the sixth of seven acquisitions in 2 years.
Yeah.
So most of them were small. I think I was the largest acquisition as far as scale of customers and scale of employees.
Yeah.
And we have to get that all connected. It has to be harmonized. That's the word of the year for me next year, is harmonize these things. I've always been saying it, harmonize the people, the culture, and then the tech.
Yeah.
And really, you do it all three in parallel, really. But that's the order of priority when something has to be made, a decision has to be made. And that tech side is going to be critical to success. We have to understand our customers with all these products. We have to understand the user flows and how people are doing it. We're even doing things like taking a review of what I like to call the dim sum menu of Orion options, of features, all the things they have to offer, and saying, can you give me the top 10 and bottom 10 list of features, most used, least used? Because we should probably take a look at things that maybe aren't being used by anybody and just cut that dead weight off and focus it back onto other important projects.
Yeah.
And that's part of the way I'm doing it, is going through and taking a look at every angle, every avenue of like what's going on. And it's a challenge, because at the same time, while modernizing both stacks of technology, blending them together, infrastructure-wise, all of that, we also have to make sure we support and build new products, to engage new advisors, and build the business.
Right. There's always a push and a pull between adding new features, and there's always new feature requests.
It's always
from
endless
and custom things that need to be built.
Correct.
And then you have to still maintain the existing product.
Correct.
And continue to refine it.
Yeah.
And keep it up to date.
So we have to do both.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an exciting challenge, right?
I actually love this stuff. Yeah. So it's like, it's just so fun. and you know, now, I mean, obviously, if you're a business owner listening to this and you sold a business or thinking about selling it, I can tell you that yes, after a few months, some of that stress and risk feeling can go away and you get more excited about getting back to work.
Yeah.
You know, and that's people have told me that for years, like, mm-hmm. oh man, when you sell this thing, you're going to be much more stress-free. I'm like, I don't think I'm stress-free, but I'm more risk-free.
Yeah.
So I feel like more the stress is starting to come off. It's kind of interesting. It's it could be a whole different podcast on founders and what happens to them after they sell a business.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we might have to talk about that later on. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
I'll have you back again.
Yeah.
Okay. From a very, very technical side, I'm curious about this. Is there kind of a common code base between the two systems?
Nope.
Like, do you have how's the database in the back side of
there's
things?
There's not.
What's that look like for you guys? Is, you know, dev teams and everything.
Yeah. So the very first change I've made at Orion was merging our dev teams.
Okay.
That to me was the most critical component. I wanted to give them enough time to ramp up for January. So I want to give them a couple months to get to know each other and understand processes and how things work on both sides so they can learn from each other.
Yeah.
So we've merged those for actually a while now.
Cool.
And they're working all in sync and they're all talking, which is good. No, most of the Orion stuff is C#.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that at all, but most of the Redtail stuff was open source Ruby on Rails.
That's
a really different dichotomy there.
Very different.
However, they were going up and we're just finishing up our AWS project on Orion, which is moving all of Orion to AWS services.
Okay.
Out of data centers.
Amazon's cloud service.
Exactly. Yes. Amazon's cloud service. And Redtail was about 3/4 of the way already done as well. So this actually aligns pretty nicely.
So what synergy there.
Already had some, a little bit. We understood some stuff.
Yeah.
Now what we're going to do, we have a modernization project for next year.
Okay.
That's really about kind of just optimizing various code sets to,
yeah,
you know, we do the Redshift support. We're doing all that work. Mm-hmm. But this is really to get us into common data sets, data lakes.
Yes.
That every product can use. Because, we have what was Hidden Leverage, now Orion Risk. Mm-hmm. Basis Code, which is now Orion Compliance.
Yeah.
You got Town Square, OCIO stuff. I mean, all these different things, OPS.
Sure.
And we want to make sure they all talk on the same data layer.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we can build various call to actions or various insights in every product that makes sense. For example, it'd be seeing something about maybe account trading or an account compliance alert on an asset for a client in the CRM just pops right up.
Super.
Where'd it come from? It came from the web service that runs basis code compliance maybe.
Yeah.
And what can we do with that? So that's what I'm building for. That's next year.
That's awesome. So in addition to, I would think that's going to make life for developers easier.
Of course.
Once that's done. Is that going to have other CX benefits, like speed boost, anything like that?
You get everything.
How does it affect the program?
Yeah. Some of that. Well, I mean, I think if anybody here is an Orion user listening to this, you probably understand that the user experience can be pretty fractured, especially with all the acquisitions. You have all different systems coming in. They already had, and we had our Redtail as well, product languages, which are design languages.
Mm-hmm.
They have OPL, we have RPL, Orion product language, and Redtail product language. We are mashing the two of those. That actually, I think, might have been the very first merge we did of staff was designers.
Cool.
And put them all together and start talking together.
Okay.
There is a lot of fractured UX in there, and that's high on the roadmap. So we are rebuilding the user flows. Redtail has already gone through it with two or three of our products. So we're going to bring that in. They're already doing it on Orion. Now it's a matter of just syncing that data up. But we want to make sure checkboxes look the same, dropdowns work the same way. That no matter what part of the company's tool set you're using, it looks and feels kind of the same.
Yeah.
So you can work fast.
So you've got the consistent user experience, right?
We got the speed boost. Well, Orion got the speed boost from the AWS project, the Uplift project. And then Redtail is all been doing that as well. We already were mostly in AWS. So we're seeing the speed boost. Our new imaging product that just comes out tomorrow. That one's a whole fresh rebuild. That's a great example of the modernization project.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the document management. Behind the scenes, we're doing all that document management stuff I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But for the front end for advisors, it's a brand new, fresh experience. It's all React based. It's, you know, high speed, all the little nuances that we expect in a modern app. Mm-hmm. It's finally got that real fresh look and feel.
Awesome.
So that's what you're going to see more of from Orion.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the future for you guys.
Can't wait. It's so cool.
It's great. Like, you guys have been so close, and now you have this single vision. You're on the same path. It's cool to see.
Thanks.
So, yeah. Brian, thanks for coming and sharing. I appreciate you, man. And thanks for being here.
Yeah, I love being here. Thanks, John.